The strappy black lingerie she's put on wraps around her voluptuous contours and accentuates all the right bits. She does a half turn and smiles. She's happy with how she looks and feels confident in her own skin, especially after the steamy encounter with Lucy. She slips on her black headband, which pushes her blonde hair off her face and adds a deep red color to her lips. Perfect. Rachel had been waiting for weeks for this night, and the anticipation was killing her. She had been getting herself off almost every night, thinking about all the possibilities. But she was also a bit nervous. Nervous about stepping into a realm of unbridled hedonism and what she might learn about herself. She had been struggling with her sexual identity. Well, more like playing with it. Having it circle her thoughts more heavily recently, she wasn't sure where she sat on the spectrum, or wondered if that even mattered. Rachel had been brought up in a very conservative household, and had dated the same man for almost 10 years before they had broken up due to his infidelity. She was used to a wholesome and simple life, but her recent explorations had shown her that there was a lot more she could get out of life. The black strings of her lingerie reminded her of ropes, which made her think about that maybe she would like to be tied up and explore some BDSM one day. Although she felt herself getting excited thinking about this, she pushed the thought from her mind, as tonight wasn't about that. She slipped on a black cocktail dress, heels, and made sure to pack her mask in her purse, as everyone must wear them until midnight. Rachel liked this idea. It would give her time to transform into the more sultry Rachel whilst keeping the sexual tension high. She took a deep breath and stepped out into the night. As arranged, she met with Lucy at a cocktail bar near the venue in Covent Garden. It was a hip underground bar with a speakeasy vibe. Rachel saw Lucy sitting at a table and waved. Lucy's face immediately brightened. She waved Rachel over and they both ordered espresso martinis. Lucy laid her hand on Rachel's arms as she told her all about the previous party she had gone to, all the couples she had hooked up with, and how she had been part of her first orgy. Rachel tried not to act surprised. It all sounded so crazy and wild to her. But it was also turning her on and making her nervous excited, a feeling she loved. She asked Lucy if she could stay with her at the beginning of the party, just to help her get accustomed to the atmosphere. Lucy happily agreed and said she was happy to help Rachel lose her sex party virginity and show her the ropes, metaphorically. After a few more cocktails, Lucy exclaimed that it was time to go. The party was about to start. They put on their coats and headed down the road where a good-looking man in a tux was standing outside of a spa door. Lucy put on her mask, took out her ID and party invitation, and signed the NDA required to enter. Rachel followed suit. As they walked down the dark flight of stairs, the smell of steam and sex permeated the air, and the sound of talking and laughter drifted towards them. They had their coats taken, were given a key for a locker, and handed a glass of Prosecco. As Rachel followed Lucy down the corridor into the changing area, she felt the espresso martini catching up with her, giving her a nice buzz that made her feel more calm. Lucy slipped out of her cocktail dress immediately and took off her heels, advising Rachel to do the same. Suddenly, Rachel felt self-conscious and wrapped her hand around her waist, trying to cover herself. Lucy looked at her and told Rachel there was nothing to worry about. Everyone was super friendly and body positive, and they would all love her. As this didn't seem to convince Rachel, Lucy cupped Rachel's face with her hands and kissed her deeply, whispering how hot she looked in her ear. It was the reassurance Rachel needed, and she confidently strut out into the party. The sight was enough to make her gasp with excitement. She had walked into a world of utter fantasy. Everywhere, people of all different shapes and backgrounds were standing, laying, walking, and fucking each other naked or in lingerie. Large booths with cushions lined the room. Off to the side were smaller separate playrooms with massage tables, a large hot tub at the back, and down the hallway were steam rooms and saunas. It was a sex palace. Herself and Lucy got chatting to a young couple on one of the large booths who said that they were actually roommates, so they didn't play together. A few minutes into the conversation, the man got scooped up by two dark-haired women for a play. His partner was eyeing Lucy, and Rachel reminded herself not to get jealous. But she was craving Lucy and what was between her legs. Almost reading Rachel's thoughts, Lucy reminds her that they're here for her to show Rachel the ropes of the party and to hook up with other people. In her mind, they can enjoy each other anytime, and now is the chance to enjoy all the other fruit on the tree. This makes Rachel feel a bit overwhelmed, but she knows Lucy's right. Lucy can't be her bisexual safety blanket forever. With that, Lucy makes her move on the woman beside her, asking her if she'd like to go find a place in the sauna to play, perhaps with a man or a few couples. The pretty young woman nods her head. Lucy leans over to Rachel and tells her to be confident in what she wants and to go talk to people. They won't bite, she jokingly assured her. Well, not unless you want them to. With that, Lucy grabbed the woman's hand and led her off into the party. It was official. Rachel was now by herself. But was she really alone? There were tons of beautiful people strutting their stuff all around her, and all here for the same thing. Hedonistic pleasure. Rachel looked around and then caught the eye of a couple walking towards her. The woman was curvy with blonde curls and had black strappy BDSM lingerie on, while the man beside her was fully naked and semi-hard. The woman approached Rachel and sat down beside her, telling her how hot she looked. Rachel blushed a bit, but then remembered where she was. She thanked the woman, who then introduced herself as Sarah. She asked if Rachel was okay with her boyfriend joining them on the large lounge. Before he sat down, the man offered to grab them all a drink. How nice of him, Rachel thought. This was turning out to be quite the classy sex party. When he came back with the glasses of champagne, the three of them exchanged stories of their night so far. The couple described their foursome with another couple in the hot tub area and how they had enjoyed watching others play as they themselves had vested in some pleasure. Rachel told them how it was her first time at a party and that she hadn't really experienced that much. The woman glanced at her partner and smiled, telling Rachel that they were hoping they could change that. She asked Rachel if she could kiss her, and Rachel conceded, happily. The kiss was soft but passionate as Sarah reached up to Rachel's face and ran her fingers through her hair, pulling her ever so slightly closer to her. As Sarah kissed down Rachel's neck, Rachel looked over her shoulder to see her partner watching them. He was getting excited. Sarah noticed Rachel looking at him and told her that one of their rules as a couple was that he wasn't allowed to touch the other woman. Sarah asked if Rachel was okay with this, and okay with him watching and playing with her while she played with Rachel. Rachel didn't mind at all. It turned her on thinking about how turned on the man was watching them. Sarah gently pushed Rachel against the cushions so that Rachel was laying down. They started to kiss more passionately. They were both very turned on. Sarah glided her fingers down Rachel's underwear and started softly playing with her pussy, making Rachel moan into Sarah's mouth. Rachel grasped Sarah's breasts and even got wetter as she felt Sarah's hard nipples escape from her strappy lingerie. Rachel pulled her body towards them and put them in her mouth, sucking on them ever so slightly. Sarah's partner was also getting excited. He sat on the couch behind Sarah, stroking his hard cock and playing with Sarah's pussy with his other hand. Rachel made eye contact with him for a moment as she softly bit Sarah's left nipple. Sarah again noticed the eye contact and pulled away from Rachel, whispering something into the man's ear. For a moment, Rachel thought Sarah was putting the brakes on everything, but this was not the case. Instead, the man stood up and walked over beside Rachel, his erect member near her face. Sarah turned back to Rachel and again put her hand in Rachel's wet pussy and whispered in her ear that Rachel was allowed to suck his cock if she wanted. Rules were meant to be broken. With that, Rachel kissed Sarah, grabbing her breasts and then looking up towards the man, and opened her mouth, signaling for him to fill it up. He thrust his hard cock into her mouth and looked instantly pleasured. Rachel moved up and down his shaft, taking him whole into her mouth for a second as Sarah moved down her body. He groaned in pleasure as Rachel held him down the back of her throat. She felt Sarah take off her knickers and then the wetness of her mouth on her pussy. With that, Rachel released the cock from her mouth and started moaning. The man walked behind Sarah and thrust his cock into her pussy. Sarah let out a gasp as he entered her from behind. She looked at Rachel and told her how fucking hot she looked, and then continued to work on her pussy. As Sarah ate her out whilst being filled up by her partner, Rachel looked over to her right. Through the door to a small massage room, she could see a woman kneeling on a massage table, sucking off a man that stood with his head tilted back in enjoyment. Watching others get pleasured while she was turned on made Rachel even wetter. Then she felt a soft stroke on her left arm. She looked over and a very attractive man with dark hair on the other side of the booth was tickling her arm. He smiled at her, seemingly asking if it was okay that he was watching and touching her. Rachel nodded her head and then closed her eyes. She was in heaven. Rachel started moaning again as Sarah expertly licked her clit, up and down, up and down. She knew she was going to come soon. As if Sarah could read her mind, Sarah looked at Rachel and told her she wanted to kiss Rachel as she came. Rachel was so far into her ecstasy, she could barely whisper a soft yes. As the man increased his thrusting, Sarah cried out that she was going to come and grabbed Rachel's face, kissing her deeply as her body quivered with orgasm. Rachel kissed her back aggressively and pulled her into her as she came. The man let out a groan of pleasure. It was evident he had also come. A few seconds later, Sarah moved back down to Rachel's dripping, wet pussy and worked on finishing Rachel off. Rachel focused on the waves of pleasure coursing through her body as Sarah licked her clit until orgasm. Rachel cried out loudly and threw her head back as she came into Sarah's mouth. The three of them lay there in ecstasy, enjoying the moment of pure pleasure. This was exactly what this party was about, Rachel thought to herself. She looked down and smiled at Sarah, and then smiled to herself.